The following is a special presentation, made possible by the benevolence of Teradyne. Wait till you see what we've done to the future.
These files show a definite understanding of the group's requirements. And can this understanding be justified by past experiences of the group? Have you been in touch with the group recently?
Seems as if we're getting a lot of belly aching about untitled whatever. Not sure what the problem is. It's quite easy to follow, so put a sock in it and enjoy this week's episode. Or it's the outer dark for you lot. Just pulling your leg. Or am I?
Crikey, I don't blame the poor bastards trying to make heads or tails of this shit. What the hell is going on in that show? Aliens? Trump? Novick's been dead for years. Kind of fuck they put Epstein's plane in this presidential library. Reagan's having a laugh. And what the fuck is a bar wah wah? Don't tell me to get on with it. You get on with it.
What we do is, we send it out to you, and we pay all the postage and handling, and then after a month, all you do is send a partial payment of $37 and take an additional 3 months to pay the balance of the bill at no additional cost whatsoever. Does that sound fair to you? Hello? Hello? Fucking asshole.
The Wrench McTaggart Mysteries is an Applied Strategic Filmways production. Tonight's episode, Crazy as a Peroxide Sandwich. Once again, our intrepid hero must face the demon that has risen from hell and set out onto the white-lined nightmare known as Interstate 10. This is the domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures. When last we left our hero, Deputy Wilma Swift had tracked down the Bottle Blonde and arrested her for the murder of Linda, the Lady of the Road, leaving Wrench free to make tracks westward.
Well, looks like that's all wrapped up.
Hollywood, here we come.
Wrench, come in, Wrench.
This here's Wrench. Come back.
It's not her.
Say that again.
That lady we caught, it's not her. Different white car, and she had an alibi. Elbow deep in an orgy at the mayor's ranch. Took us a while to confirm. Tattoo and mole were drawn on. Got paid to hightail it out of no holes barred.
You sure about that? I haven't seen hide nor hair of the crazy woman since she... Oh, hell.
You read me?
She's heading right for us. Must have slipped past us after we left.
The bitch is back.
Don't play her game, Rich. I'm on my way.
Time to end this for good.
I like the sound of that. What do you have in mind? You got a gun? I was pretty handy with a Mosin back in.
I don't think we,
I could lean out the window and...
Oh, no. I want to look into her dead black peepers when tons of steel and rubber plow into her smug bosom.
That works.
It does?
Pedal to the metal.
And there she is, in all her Cadillac glory. A white whale, dead set on a collision course with Wrench and his cohorts. Platinum blonde hair whips in the wind. Blood-drained knuckles threaten to pop through the turquoise rings on her bulging fingers, wrapped around the steering wheel in a death grip. She wants nothing less than Wrench's mangled, Adonis-sculpted body, crashed headfirst into Hades.
I ain't moving, lady. No way, no how.
At the last moment, a car comes out of nowhere, flashes its high beams, blinds the blonde banshee. Wrench's ex-wife shields her eyes, loses control of her car. It drifts out of the way.
Did you see that?
A fortuitous intervention if I ever saw one. Who flashed those brights?
I don't know, but I owe him a beer.
Cheapest I got.
Let's go back and see if she's alive. Deputy Wilma, that was you?
Who else is gonna save your firm ass?
I had it under control.
Really? A head-on collision was your solution?
Well,
Let's see if there's anything left of her to identify.
Well, look at that.
She's still alive.
You! Son of a bitch!
You sure do like those baritone girls, Wrench?
Hold on one goddamn minute. There's something fishy about her hair. I bet that's a wig, and I bet that ain't my ex-wife. That's...
What the ever-loving hell?
Hammer?
Big bro!
This is genuinely disturbing.
You know this person?
My big bro, Hammer. I watched him get pancaked by a truck when we were kids.
That's right, Wrench. Throwing the ball into the middle of the road didn't help. You knew that truck was coming.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that exactly.
Liar! You did it on purpose. You were nothing but Kentucky trash. Always jealous of me being born on the Tennessee side.
What the hell happened to you? Your skin is...
Hold that thought. Okay, go ahead.
When they scraped me off the road, they figured I was dead, but I weren't.
How? How is that possible? Your face was sheared off and got smooshed into the truck's radiator like Chitara pasta.
Not just my face, but most of the skin on my body. Oh, I wished I was dead, but no, I was alive, barely. I looked like a newborn rat after my flesh done got torn off my body in one agonizing go. They scraped me off the road with a snow shovel, threw me in the morgue. An observant orderly saw me breathing when he tried to hump what he thought was a corpse. Boy, did he get a fright.
Jesus Christ on a tough boy.
I guess he thought I might tell on him, so he sold me to a traveling circus. They named me Changeo, the skinless wonder boy, and displayed me in the freak tent. They dressed me up, molded my face into different celebrities.
Wait a second. Was that Major Mongo's cavalcade of oddities?
The very same.
I think I saw you at Lollapalooza 97.
By that time, I had gone through a series of agonizing skin grafts. They changed my name to Flesho, the man of a thousand bodies.
Oh, God, I remember that. I watched you morph from Anita Bryan into Rush Limbaugh. Nearly threw up my funnel cake in orbits.
God damn. Must have been a fearsome sight to behold.
Pretty soon they were rousted for immigration violations, and I moved on to a reputable troop calling themselves
Professor Muto's Movable Mutant Extravaganza.
Of course.
Wait. But that's the same circus I traveled with.
Oh, remember the trapeze girl you were so fond of? You thought she looked like Mackenzie Phillips. Took your virginity, I believe. Showed you some wonders of her own.
Oh, God.
Okay, enough. I can't listen to this anymore. Let's go, Freako. You're under arrest for the murder of Linda and attempted fratricide. Guess you're off the hook, Wrench.
I'm sorry, big bro.
Oh, one of these days, Wrench. You're gonna look into the rear view and see the specter of death close behind.
Damn, my own brother.
It was your brother? Did you hear that? It was the brother. So who had that on their bingo card?
Let's go. I think I've had my fill of the open road.
Bright lights and the city damned the hell away.
Who? Maul of Cthulhu had it? Well, there you go. Where'd everyone go?
Burning Man Z says, what is wrong with your hair? It sucks. Are you homeless?
Wrench drives through the night, and soon, the lights of Los Angeles appear on the horizon. Home to the Drifter, a foreign land to Wrench. Streets slick with Astroglide and the tears shed by fallen dreamers.
Well, Wayne, here's your stop. What you gonna do in Hollywood Land?
Find a nice, cozy place to flop. Reach out to some folks I haven't seen in a while. Pay them a visit. Ride the ever-expanding ripples of the cosmos.
You from here?
Born and raised in captivity. Gonna reconnect with the folks who brought me up. Taught me everything I know. How to live. How to sing. How to, well, let's keep that on the old clandestine.
Sure thing, pal. I'll be in town a while. Look me up at the Safari Inn. Rudy and I are gonna catch up on some much-deserved R&R.
Rudy Channel.
That's right, old friend. A beer does sound good.
I'll be drifting, but the folks that will know where I am. Never was able to get rid of the tracking implant.
Sure. Sounds like a plan.
Adios, muchacho. You too, Rudy.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Some advice for you. Don't go near the... for the next few days.
I was never much for sightseeing.
That's a good thing. Real good.
Another case solved. Another adventure comes to an end. But what's this? A van follows close behind the big rig. The driver. A mad look in his eye. A pentagram carved into his forehead. A necklace of freshly pulled human teeth on a boat shoe rawhide shoelace strung around his scrawny, pale neck. Rudy senses danger. The kind of danger only Wrench McTaggart can attract. Gird those heavenly loins, hero. Murder and mayhem are never far behind.
Good evening, sir or madam. I'm calling on behalf of the American Doom podcast.
Oh, God, not this again. Ain't it banned inside the facility? How'd you get my number? Am I going to get in trouble? How the hell are you getting past the communication security blackout?
If you had to choose just one of the many beloved Terradyne TV programs featured on American Doom, which would you choose?
Like I told you before, I can't watch Terradyne TV. My wife got caught in the pool rooms banging one of them proctor assholes, and she got herself negated to oblivion or whatever. Some bitches took my entertainment distributor, and now I can't watch my shows. When the hell am I getting it back?
When you had an entertainment distributor, before your wife was consigned to the outer dark, what was your absolute favorite Terrordyne TV program?
You can't go wrong with reruns of the Benny Hill Show, but if I was really pressed, if I was really, really forced to make a decision...
There is no obligation, sir or madam, though, with every question answered correctly, are you aware you earn points toward getting your entertainment distributor reinstalled?
Well, how many points do I need?
You will need to accrue
4,300,026 redemption points.
How many do I have now? You seem to call every damn day.
To date, you have accrued 3 redemption points.
Well, shit. How am I going to watch the Wrench McTaggart finale tonight?
Violation. Your account has been charged 200 points for the expletive. Current total stands at negative 203 redemption points.
The good news is, at 1,000 points, you may choose between a 6-pack of Wrench McTaggart's Lot Lizard IPA or the return of your wife.
The fuck she will. Give me the beer.
Violation. Your account has been charged 200 points for the expletive. Current total stands at negative 403 redemption points.
Is your answer to my original question the Wrench McTaggart mysteries?
Fucking A right.
Violation. Your account has been charged 200 points for the expletive. Current total stands at negative 600.
Shut your damn mouth, computer man.
Untitled Whatever, Episode 6.
Mr. Banana Head, the President is currently golfing with the Russian Eurofagia national team. He will not be joining you in the Oval Office, but he will be speaking to you in a moment via encrypted Starlink video conference call, a registered trademark of Junior President Musk.
Thanks for coming here, Banana Head. You're the best stand-up comedian, the greatest.
Well, thank you for having me, sir. I can't believe I'm actually sitting here in the Oval Office.
Listen, Banana Head, you have the best humor, the best jokes. Tremendous jokes. Me and Melania caught your show on the home box office the other night. She laughed so hard she wet herself. I mean for real. Pissed like a racehorse all over the sofa. I said, hey, save some of that for me, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. That thing with the Russian prostitutes. Fake news, of course. You get that, right? Fake. Totally phony. Not real. Made up. A phony, made up, fake news hoax. But what man doesn't enjoy a little pee-pee action now and again? That's totally normal. Absolutely normal. I'm sure you yourself are doing the lemonade slip and slide with groupies every night. Am I right or am I right?
Yes, of course. Absolutely, Mr. President. You're in good company on that count.
Thanks very much. It's like incest. For some reason, everyone has to act like they're not doing it. Give me a break. What parent doesn't? I mean, if the kid is hot. And an adult, of course. Like Ivanka. You know what she says to me? She says, thank God for you, Pop. Because Jared can't satisfy me. Jewish guys have inferior genitals, Banana Head. I don't know if you knew that. It's because they killed Jesus. Because of that, God cursed their penises. I got that from Marjorie. If it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have known about the Jewish space lasers. So you know she knows what she's talking about on this topic. You're not Jewish, are you? Good. I was afraid maybe I'd put my foot in it for a second. That would have been awkward. Nice necklace, by the way. Sheriff Star, I see. I take it that means you support the police. Law and order. Nice. So you know how Ivanka converted to Jewishism when she married Jared? Well, after that... She said she didn't know if I could bounce her on my lap anymore. I said, why the hell not? And she said, because you're not circumcised. Do you believe that? Kids, huh? Am I right? So you got any kids, Banana Head? How often do you bang them? Assuming any of them are hot chicks, of course.
Could you excuse me for a minute, sir? Is there a...
Need the restroom? You can use my private John, no problem. Right through that door over there.
Thank you. Anyway, sir, you were saying?
So let me get to the point. I called you here today to offer you a position. I'm starting a new presidential cabinet of comedy, and I want you, the funniest man on earth, to head it up. What better way to communicate with the people, to make sure they know what a great job I'm doing, than to get the message across with humorous comedy jokes? They should totally believe I'm doing a great job, which I am, and then they won't mind when I'm president for life. The fake news won't do it, so I've decided it's up to true patriots, funny patriots like you, Banana Head, to do the job. What do you say?
Well, sir, I think this comedy commission is a fine idea, and I'd be honored to be in charge. Very honored indeed.
Meanwhile, in the morgue at Toad Springs General Hospital.
Oh, I hate doing these morgue deliveries. So gross pushing them stiffs around.
What can you do? It's part of our job. Swat the big access button, would you?
Hey. Well, if it ain't the infamous morgue attendant, Sherman Salsay, hovering around a lady corpse with his pants down around his ankles.
Oh, hold on. Not what it looked like.
Oh, Sherman. Not again.
Well, here's a new deliverer for you. It's a kid, in case you're looking for a little variety, you sick fuck. Come on, Helen. Let's get out of here.
Oh, I'll have to give you a rain check, baby. I'm not in the mood now. So what's this stiff? A kid?
Boy's toe tag says LORP. Looks like he was shot in a parking lot by some maniac.
Damn. Hate to see a kid kick off. Oh, well, more pop rocks for me. Yellow. Hey, what's up, Carl? Tournament of Royalty. Latest episode? Yeah, I saw it. What'd you think? Yeah, that guy's great. What? He's not a hobbit, Carl. Stop calling him that. He's a fucking dwarf. What do you mean, what's the difference? Hobbits are in Lord of the Rings. What? No, Tolkien didn't write Tournament of Royalty, you moron.
Foolish mortal.
Hang on, Carl. This dead kid's talking to me?
Kneel before Bawawa.
Carl? So this dead kid lying on the gurney just sat up, and he's talking like a pissed off James Earl Jones.
Kneel before your lord and master.
Damn, that Viagra I dipped in LSD must be kicking in.
I, the one, have penetrated the first veil to arrive on this doomed world. They must be guided. They cannot be allowed to fail.
Who? What?
Big Bob, Torp, Elliot, Chad, Chigger. They will unwittingly help bring to fruition all that I have planned.
Listen, kid, I don't know who they are, but why don't you just lie back for old Sherman? Listen, Carl, let me call you back. Just gonna grab the skull mallet, see if I can sneak up and make this kid dead again. Like Crab Night at the Toad Tavern.
You cannot help me. You do not have the required information, but your form will be adequate.
Hey, back up there. I told you to lie down. What are you doing?
Having acquired the form of this human known as Sherman, by consuming his head and metabolizing his DNA, I will now be able to pass through the halls of this medical institution without arousing suspicion. Bawawa's indomitable genius triumphs yet again. Greetings to you, human employees of the so-called nurses' station. I am engaged in a brief stroll. There is nothing odd about my behavior, I can assure you.
That motherfucker always gives me the creeps.
Me too. And what's with the Fraser impersonation?
I got no idea, but I bet he fucks them dead people.
Ay, 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 I'm hooked on a feelin'. I'm high on believin'. That you're in love with me.
Quantorp, where are we going?
You'll see when we get there.
Are you going to kill me?
That would probably be the smart thing to do, but I don't know. I'm not mad at you, and I can't just kill someone if I'm not mad at him. I'm not some monster, you know. Oh, the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turned me on.
Damn it, Torp, we need to get back to Willa. If she's an alien, she...
Shh. I got telepathic orders coming in.
Huh?
From Bawawa.
Bawa who?
It seems he's doing some what you call your incarnating in human form. There it is. Toad Springs General Hospital. Turn right up here. That's it. Now pull up to the front entrance.
We can't just sit here. That security guard has given us a stink eye.
Just hang on a minute.
Torp?
Wait.
Here he comes. I told you. Didn't I tell you?
Shut up.
Hey, you can't park here.
Ignore him.
Hey, roll down your window. You hear me?
Okay, see that chubby, nerdy-looking guy coming up behind numbnuts here?
Yeah, who's he?
Keep watching. This is gonna be good.
Hey, asshole. Move the jalopy. Unit 1, I need assistance at the main entrance. I got a couple of jack-offs here sitting in the...
Ah! Yes!
Holy fuck! Tell me I did not just see that fat nerd's jaw unhinge. It's like a boa constrictor. He bit the security guard's head and swallowed it. Then he morphed right into him.
Did you ever notice you speak in an excessively descriptive manner, as if you're in an audio play?
Yeah, I get that sometimes.
Unlock the doors. We gotta give Bawawa a ride.
Fuck, do we have to?
Just do it.
Greetings, humans. Drive if you value your puny lives.
You heard the man, Elliot. Punch it. We gotta get to Big Bob's trailer.
Well, well, if it ain't Elliot and Torp, just in time for tonight's meeting. Chigger and Chad are already here. Do come in. And who, may I ask, is this gentleman you've brought along?
Would you believe he's an otherworldly being possessed of godlike powers?
You been smoking banana peels again, Torp? This guy appears to be your typical shit-for-brains, fat-ass rent-a-cop. No offense, fella.
Old one, you, the one known as Chigger, you will rise and approach me.
What for?
Because I wish to give you this currency which I am removing from my wallet. Do you see?
A 20? Well, hell, I ain't one to stare a gift horse in the gullet. I don't know what all I done to deserve this, but I think... Holy shit! That rent-a-cop bit off Chigger's head!
Ha! I swear, that never gets old.
Join us next time for Season 2 of Untitled Whatever.
Yes, Bananason.
Good morning, John Sheffield.
John Sheffield, yeah.
We're going to have to do this by telephone, I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to need an Easter lily plant later in the week at 4 buildings if they haven't already contacted you.
Uh-huh. Offhand, I don't know whether they have or not, so...
The Easter lily plants were delivered as requested. Rather small, but in excellent taste.
Good evening, sir or madam. I'm calling on behalf of...
The American Doom Podcast.
Mommy?
Do you have time to speak about...
The American Doom Podcast.
Where's my mommy?
How did you hear about...
The American Doom Podcast.
Some men took her away.
How exactly do you receive...
The American Doom Podcast.
Daddy left, too. He went to his new job.
Dan, bromide, employee registration, Theta Gamma 45025, Sector 9, gift shop.
You know where the transmissions are coming from? Who's giving them information?
I'm Dan Jr.
I need to know, kid, where are the leaks? Who has the information? Information!
My chicken fingers are ready.
Kid! Kid!
Starlight, your eyes are looking down on me.
Okay, I think we're live. I'll wait for a few more of you to log into the live stream. How's the audio? I guess I can start. I'm Victoria Collins, and this is American Doom reporting live from inside Terradyne. How is everyone out there? Looks like we've got, wow, 2,000 watches. No bow wow wow filly. I can't just go anywhere I want. I'm waiting for my handler to show up.
Attention, entities of human or partially human origin. This afternoon, due to the inexplicable effects of time dilation in the Northeast Quadrant Cafeteria, any dessert foods you may have consumed there will recede approximately 97 years and 7 months into the past. In rare instances, the desserts, especially flan or raspberry cheesecake cookies, may take your large intestines with them. If you suddenly find yourself without a portion of your digestive tract, do not panic. Simply report to the nearest quasi-health kiosk and request the relief of static negation. Compliments of your friends at Terradyne.
Cum tuia e fico, ciu neautorizita dungito captita ie deprenado de ero ie la officio de biologia retenado, estos neuterigita cae sendita alla extera tenebro.
Oh, did you all hear that? It's the announcement lady. It's really her. I wonder if...
Miss Collins?
That's me. Say hello to the viewers out there.
Hello there.
This is my handler, Mr...
My name?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's...
WrenchLover69 says, call him Mr. Handy.
Yes, well, I suppose that's okay.
RudyStan99 says, he sounds like the vacuum commercial guy.
I do indeed narrate the Tough Boy vacuum advertisements. Those people have heard of me?
You, Todd Hamiltoe, Leslie Goldman, and the guy who plays Elliot on Untitled Whatever.
Well, that particular program is a bit of a sore subject around here. But who knows? We're bound to run into Terradyne players along our travels.
Great. So, Mr. Handy, when does the tour actually start? Hold on. Is that the infamous animatronic Potter?
It has come to my attention that my brothers and sisters think the studio nerds have been having a bit of fun with your old Uncle Ken by leaving in my candid editorial comments at the end of these announcements. Well, it was on purpose. Let it be known that Kenneth Potter says it like it is. I will always give you the unvarnished truth. I give you my word.
Okay, you guys, let's not fuck this up. You saw what happened to the last ticket.
Does it take quarters?
I'm afraid not, Miss Collins. Only Terradyne loyalty tokens will work. This way, please.
What's up with those announcements? The language. That's Esperanto, correct?
Very good, Miss Collins. Our CEO, Kenneth Potter III, thought it would break down any language barriers that could arise from having a diverse international workforce.
My Esperanto is a bit rusty, but it doesn't seem to quite match up with what the lady says.
Well, I wouldn't know. I've still got a few language lessons in front of the activity monitor before I can say I've mastered it. This way.
I'll ask him. My viewers are wondering if we'll get to meet Rudy.
Why would you want to meet that filthy creature? Such a foul beak.
So he's real? I just assumed he was...
Animatronic? Unfortunately, the feathered fiend is very real.
He's a fan favourite.
Of whom?
His fan club, on the outside.
Oh, those people. Well, it's a shame there are some among us who would betray the sacred trust of Terradyne's sanctioned entertainment.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing of interest. some ne'er-do-wells having a bit of fun with spray paint. Free-form arts and crafts, I suspect. Teradyne strives to be an inclusive and creative environment for everyone here, no matter what I've complained about at the weekly meetings.
It says Sandman lives. Is that...
Nothing you should concern yourself with. Like I said, a harmless jape. This way, would you? Ah, and here we are, at the Teradyne Memorial. We honor the fallen who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our well-being.
What? What is it?
It's clearly an abstract representation of loyalty and dedication.
Are those supposed to be tentacles?
This way, Miss Collins. Much to see.
Why do you have it across from Big Bob's Bodacious Barbecue?
We can stop in after the tour.
Kenneth Pothead says, when is Teradyne dropping a fire mixtape?
Mix? Tape?
They want to know if I can get the music from K-Dyne. Is it available?
Ugh, that wretched noise pollution. Why would anyone want to listen to it? Sitting in silence, staring at a wall is deeply underappreciated. But I hear Teradyne will soon have a new state-of-the-art recording studio, and perhaps we'll get some proper music. I sometimes feel the pang of nostalgia for my Klezmer records. Now, if you would, this way, please.
Where are we?
This will connect us to Applied Strategic Filmways, where all the magic happens.
Big Bob's Bodacious Badonkadonk asks, is this the back rooms?
The what?
Never mind. What about Wrench? Are we going to meet the big guy himself?
We'll see, Miss Collins. I don't want to spoil the surprise.
Zach?
Yes, what is it?
Yeah, hey, Zach. We need you down on level 40 ASAP. Something's up with the negative door.
You're not supposed to use my name.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, Zach.
Roger that, buddy.
Outsider to stay put and get a move on. We'll send someone up there to relieve you.
On the way, over and out. I must be going, Miss Collins. Remain here and someone will be with you momentarily.
Buddy?
Shut up.
So, guys, what to do? What to do? I think you're right. Nothing wrong with a little exploration while we wait. So many doors. They all look alike. Locked. Guess my special pass doesn't get me all access. Paranoid much? I spoke too soon. Here we go. What is that? No way. It can't be. Is that her? It's kind of dark. 100 more likes and I'll go in. You guys really want me to go into the pitch black creeper room? It's probably a janitor's closet. Never say I didn't do everything for my followers in the pursuit of the truth. It feels... sounds massive. Definitely not a closet. Are those stars? Okay, Banana Head Trip, I agree. This was probably not a good idea. Starting to think this really is some backrooms nonsense. Sorry, guys, but I'm out of here. Where's the door? What do you mean behind me? What's behind... what's in front? Should I follow the music? I think it's coming from this way. I'll just follow the voice. You can all keep me company. It has to end somewhere. Sometime.
Sweet.
Tonight's Terradyne players were Marge Dubois, Guy Dow Sainter, Jade Williams, Daniel Johnson, Giorgio DiNucci, Grant Balfour, Brent Gimpel, and Gary Messick.
American Doom is produced and written by J. Philip Wilkins and Gary Messick. American Doom will return with Season 2. Terradyne thanks you for your loyalty and obedience.